Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, Iran continues to send missile attacks against Israel. LifeShield marks 20 years of providing over 1,000 bomb shelters to Israel. And Israeli hospitals move underground amidst renewed Iranian missile attacks. The ceasefire during the time of negotiations in the Persian Gulf and in Lebanon remains only a partial ceasefire, as we find out from news correspondent Kent Allen.
At the start of this past week, in a single day, Iran shot off more than 20 ballistic missiles against Israel, which were all shot down or landed in open areas without causing casualties. But such an attack by Iran causes millions of Israelis to run for cover as the air raid sirens are sounding, and all schools and many businesses were closed and canceled for the day. As the incoming missiles are intercepted, it causes loud explosions in the air over the cities of Israel, which rattles the windows. It has been almost 2 months now that President Trump of America has declared a ceasefire with Iran in an attempt to negotiate the end to the war. But in Israel, the current situation has been referred to as the War of the Ceasefire, as all parties involved continue to attack and be attacked. For the world situation, the waterway for oil and gas shipments in and out of the Persian Gulf was supposed to be open during the ceasefire. But because the waterway is still effectively closed, the American military is still continuing its blockade of all ships from using ports in Iran. The most active fighting in the region continues to be between Israel and Hezbollah in South Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon is effectively a branch of the Iranian military, and this week's attack by Iran on Israel was an effort to force Israel to back off on its attacks on Hezbollah. In addition, Yemen, another client state of Iran, also fired missiles into Israel in conjunction with the salvo of missiles from Iran. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, as Iran continues to send missile attacks against Israel, Shmuel Bowman, founder of LifeShield, which since its inception 20 years ago has provided Israelis with over 1,000 bomb shelters, talked earlier to Paul Calvert about their work.
This is actually our 20th year. We started in 2006 as a response to the Second Lebanon War that was taking place in northern Israel, and where Hezbollah had, for a period of 1 month, had really wreaked havoc. At the time, we were talking about, I know it's laughable today, but we were talking about approximately 100 rockets a day. And I mean, that was terrible, you know, but, you know, we're in a very different situation these days, aren't we? We're talking about 300,000 people were displaced in northern Israel. And thus was born Operation LifeShield. And the reason I say there's been an evolution, Paul, is because we now actually go by the name LifeShield. We've dropped the name Operation because, right, as you'll agree, the word operation denotes a certain time-bound, short-term burst of activity. 19 and a half years later, we're past the part of it being a short-term burst. We are here for the long haul. And we have seen over the past 19 and a half, going on 20 years, we've seen how living in a very dangerous neighborhood is just something we need to get used to. And living with bomb shelters is just a part of daily life.
All Israelis have bomb shelters?
No. As a matter of fact, the report from the Comptroller of Israel came out a month ago and said that a third of the country, that's approximately 3.2 million Israelis, do not have access to bomb shelters. And that's an important word, the word access, because what that means is not only do they not have a personal bomb shelter in their house, as I do here or at my office, where we have a shelter for the office complex, it means they can't even get to a public shelter in the amount of time necessary. Okay, so that's 3.2 million Israelis, okay, right across the board. It's a third of the country don't have access. So, you know, we've been trying our part. LifeShield over the last 20 years has placed over 1,000 shelters. That's a lot of, if you think about it, those are 1,000 shelters that are used by many people Some of these shelters, by the way, when I'm saying 1,000 shelters, could be real small little shelters that are enough for, say, a few homes, right? I'd say about 15, you know, people get together into a small shelter. The more likely they're shelters of the size that you can get about 30 people into. That's generally the case of the above-ground accessible shelters.
Now, if a rocket is intercepted over Tel Aviv, can you hear the boom in places like Jerusalem and other parts of the country?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, depending on where you are and how sound and what we're discovering, what we see is that what's called the Hedef, which is shock, the shock wave of these ballistic missiles, is quite huge. So you are going to hear, you're going to feel it. I know, for example, that there was the Iranians hit the old city of Jerusalem last week, right? For, I think, the third time. And they hit the old city of Jerusalem. And we have, when a member of my team lives several kilometers away, several miles away into Jerusalem, and windows were blown out, the car alarm systems went off, and that was quite a distance away. So that was pure shockwave. That's literally an invisible energy field that's literally reverberating. It can take out windows. It can actually cause internal damage. If you happen to be standing in the way of a shockwave, you could actually have internal organ disruption, because this shockwave is literally, it's like being punched by something very, very powerful, except it's invisible. It's crazy, right? Except we see the results, because we see windows just bursting for no reason. No actual physical object hit those windows. Those car alarms went off. Nothing, no one actually shook those cars physically, in other words, materially. So that's something to think about. So you're hearing that. You're also hearing the interceptions that are taking place. Even if it's happening in space, you're hearing other interceptions going on. There's a lot of noise happening here in Israel.
How many shelters have you distributed so far?
As I mentioned, we've done over 1,000. And in this particular campaign, so I would go back, I would say really it goes back to, if you look at 2023, October 7th, 2023, so we've done a few hundred. There was definitely a upward curve from October the 7th, 2023, where we were just busy day and night putting in shelters, moving shelters. That's also something we continue to be involved with. And that has to do with the fact that our shelters, which are mostly prefab shelters, we always leave the hooking devices in them so that if they need to, they can be moved quite easily. So we've had situations where we've been told by the security chief of that particular area, this neighborhood, you know, doesn't need that shelter anymore because of people have moved out of that area, been evacuated. Or we had a situation in northern Israel where Hezbollah blew up a school. Thank God none of the children were in there, but it would take quite a while for that school to be repaired again. So in the meantime, we took a very large shelter. We moved it to a synagogue that did need it. So we're moving shelters around. In the Gaza Belt area, after the 7th of October, right, you've had a lot of kibbutzim, a lot of communities that were attacked and completely destroyed. And the people, you know, those survivors evacuated from those kibbutzim. Well, those shelters weren't required in the months and years after October 7th. So we went in and we relocated those shelters to other communities that did need them. So we have small shelters that start in the $21,000, $22,000 range, and they go up all the way to, for example, if we go into a large sports hall and we want to protect, fortify one of the large rooms in there, that goes up, and that you're talking about much higher, and they can go up to $500,000 shekels or approximately $250,000. So there's a big wide range, but there's different ways of being part or sponsoring or partnering with us. Every dollar goes towards shelters.
What is your website for people who'd like to know more about the work that you do?
Go to lifeshieldshelters.org, lifeshieldshelters.org.
That was Shmuel Bowman. Finally, hospitals across Israel are moving patients and critical medical operations underground after Iran renewed missile attacks. Since U.S. President Donald Trump announced a ceasefire in April, Israeli Health Minister Director General Moshe Bar Simon Tov instructed hospitals nationwide to transfer patients and medical services to protected subterranean facilities. While some medical services have been temporarily suspended, emergency and medical health services continue to operate around the clock. Meanwhile, please pray for Israel as it faces an increase of missile attacks from Iran and Hezbollah, for protection over the IDF and for adequate protection over the Israeli population at this time, that the God of Israel would be their shield and defence. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.